story today, 12th of February 26, continuation, page 16. Someone, after this news clip there, someone says, you know, it's a media war going on out there. Who has the power to shape the reality in our minds? Gotta be careful. Another one said, gonna stay aware. They're sitting behind a computer. Yes, we are the awares. And they make some sign together. And then maybe it's Maria. She sits there thinking or saying, I wonder, I mean, the corporations have become so powerful. That they control governments, even our president, or maybe someone else says that, but someone says. And then Maria says, but I wonder. Can't a corporation be good? And they look at her and say, oh, you want to start one and become a capitalist? And she said, no, I mean, let's just imagine freely, how would a good corporation look? An act. Another girl sits there and says, well, kind of interesting. Yeah, thought experiment, someone says. Well, you sit there and you're a super billionaire. Here I am, got so much money that I actually need, and a huge overload that I don't need actually. This could be spread, this as a dialogue between them. Yeah. And as I thought, what you have more than you need becomes a burden. In a way. What to do with it? Mm-hmm. yeah, responsibility. So what I would do, a good corporation, someone says, is of course to use that money to make as many of us who live here as possible happier. And then another guy sitting in the background, he said, yeah, you know, years ago, when thinking about what to do with my life, I thought, I can only eat that much, I can only enjoy that much with this body. And then I'm kind of saturated. Yeah, I guess. That's where the extent of our needs is. But if I make others happy, there is no end to how much happiness I can make. But also, even if I think selfishly, they will then, many people like me, want to make me happy as well. And there is no end to happiness. Yeah, good point, someone says. Kind of makes sense. Well, why I then decided to live that way. And it kind of works. But sometimes I forget it. And they laugh. So yeah, Maria says, and I will see her in the foreground, and she looks thoughtful. A corporation that feeds the one working in it, but also everyone else. As far as possible. And then someone else says, and also doesn't cause trouble or suffering or steal from others. And another one says, yeah, end to colonialism. The parasite thinking. And then back to Maria, yeah. So, what's the best way then? For that corporation to do that. How can it help as many of us who live on this earth as possible, in the best way possible? And then someone else kind of finishes that. Well, that's the question, I guess. The mystery for today. And they sit quiet there in one panel. And Maria says, "Nice food, thank you." And there's a Chinese guy there. Thank Lee. Chinese master cook. And they continue talking there, and Maria goes to a corner, sits down on a yoga carpet or so, and meditates with a bead bag in her hand. And as she does, she drifts within. And then we're back. Next scene. The old couple there in the small town. And then she said, "It was nice to talk. We've got to do that again. I have to go." "Yeah, me too, I guess," he says. The next panel, they're outside there. Give each other a hug. Bye-bye. And he walks down the street, thinking something. Or not thinking anything. And then we had some nice street view there. Oh, or the genuine town. And it stops there looking into the toy store window. And he goes up to it. And you see him from the inside, he's looking in. And all of a sudden, a 12-year-old boy looking. 10-year-old boy looking in. And then we see that toy store from the inside with all these cool things. Oh, if I can remember and draw it, it was so packed with things, so efficiently stored in those shelves all over. And this lady standing behind the counter there. Can't remember it. Some of it could do that. So we see her, door opening and a 10-year-old boy coming in. Hi. And he says, I want the Frankenstein. What do you call it? Big sats. Oh, that's a good... one, she says. She's really into it like that, but monsters. Aren't they scary? And the guy says, wow, they're scary, nice. Good, and she picks it up from the shelf there. Anything else? And he says, yeah, I need paint to paint it with. This black one and a gray one. And then for the face, and the lady says, I think you should take this green one, this poisonous green one. No, says the guy, I want this. And she looks at it and says, are you sure? This is paint that glows in the dark. And he says, yes. It also has the right color during day. How does it shine in the dark? And she says, I think it sucks up light during the day and stores it. And guy says, well, and she says, was that all? Brushes? I have. Well, that's it. And he walks out. And down the street with his bag in his hand. And he sits there in his room, you see his tape recorder behind him. Window there behind, and his building, that monster, Frankenstein. And we hear from the tape recorder, she's got a ticket to ride. And you can see he's happy. And he's painting the next one. And then he's looking, you see that Frankenstein. Wow. And his sister comes up. What is this? It's Frankenstein's monster, he says, Pio. Time for dinner, kids. You hear from the outside there, the door. And then it's night, and he crawls and goes into bed. Looks at his monster. And there could be other little things there that he's challenged. Hey, you're going to be afraid. It's going to be scary. No. I can handle it. He goes to bed. Turns. And there is this Shock magazine lying there also. With a scary face. Lies down. Turns off the light. And it's black. Little tiny light from the moon on his face. Looking up, looking to the right, and then we see the room and the monster face glowing there in his hands in the darkness. It pulls the blanket over his head, and you see his eyes in there. Looking scared. We can have a view from the monster up there. Well, that's what we could do, actually, instead of just having a black room with a couple of eyes up there, or a head, or a couple of hands. We showed from up there where the monster is now big, and he is the little small guy down there with the moonshine on him. And then finally, we see that same scene, that same shot there, but there is a some cloth hung over the monster as he disappears, and the guy is sleeping. That's it for that scene.